study the calendar and moving forward each week. And on Friday, when we get your wonderful notes, I'm going to include some reminders about rehearsal etiquette from our chorus committee. We had a meeting on Monday night. Beyond what's printed in the weekly email, which you have seen 100 times, just some other reminders that we don't talk about very much. One sample is no humming. There seems to be a little too much humming. That sounds like a didgeridoo chorus at times. but seriously, there's a little humming going on, so I'll remind you of some things that the chorus committee brought up. Nothing too serious, but please do read that on Friday when I send out the Zach's piece. Okay? Thank you very much.
Okay, the plan is to run through this entire piece. What I'm going to ask is that we stand as much as you can through this. If I stop to work on something, that's when we can sit, and if you need to sit at any point, of course sit. But I think it'll just help with our singing. If for those of you who can stand through the whole thing, to please stand. So let's stand and let's start on page 7, please. Last thing I'm going to say. Make sure that every breath is better than the one before. All Israel's children sorely sighed. Thank you. yes, yes, exactly. Let's go on. Page 17, second system, first measure. System.
Burning bulls, flaming bulls, flaming bulls, flaming bulls.
lots of good things. Let's go on. Page 43. Bases, there are just a couple of spots where we start to rush, so keep those eyes up. But I love the enthusiasm. Here we go, bottom of 43, first measure.
Yeah.
I think tension bases, when we get to that four-part thing, it's just about getting our starting notes, and then we're set from there. So we'll come back and come to that. Okay, let's move ahead. Page 82. Oh, before we go on here, this is from the beginning because it's repeated music. Tenors and basses, when we get our downward line, hallelujah, at the bottom of 82, can we just make sure that it doesn't slow down and get super heavy on each note? Here we go, right on the baritone solo. And when they reached the other shore, measure 100. Sorry, 800. 800. There we go. Good. Good, good. Sorry to stop. Can we mark the first hallelujah forte? And then mezzo forte starting at the second hallelujah? Please. And then we'll just stay there and follow the dynamics the rest of the time. Thank you.
ye to Jehovah, for he has triumphed gloriously.
On the second system, first measure, it's super slow. The sopranos will get the first cue. Yeah. Then marking your score 2 measures later that there's an S on Kings. Ready? Starting right on the soprano entrance. Ready? Right on the soprano entrance. Bottom of 106. Great. two, ready, go. Stuck on I. Great I am that I am. Pretty great yam. Ready? Going for yam. Ready? And up.
Great I am that I am.
Third system, first measure. Chunks. Last week was the first time that we went all the way through to start to understand how these pieces fit together. This week, we're now familiarizing ourselves. Next week, more and more, get your heads out of your score as much as you can, especially in those tricky spots where we know, like, oh, I really need some help here. And then, I think we have one maybe two more rehearsals, and then Kedrick will show up. So I'll double check with him and no more next week. But next week, I want to go through the whole thing again and touch some spots. So can we look, working backwards. Sopranos. Much better. On page 102. At measure 940. We were in tempo. We just had the wrong notes. So, can we all start at the top of 102, please, everyone? And sopranos, when we get to 940, can we hold our first note, please? I'll say that one more time. Starting at the top of 102, everybody, when we get to measure 940, sopranos, hold your first note, and then we won't go on from there. Top of 102. Ready? And on. Sopranos and altos. All sopranos and altos will sing this. The opening. Can we mark the dynamic, kind of general dynamic up to mezzo forte, please? Great. Can we start right on the soprano alto entrance on 66? Low in the register, and so it naturally will sound softer, but I don't want us to lose the sound over the orchestra. Measure 600, mezzo forte. Can we start top of 67? Thank you. Can we just work a little bit more together for these ah vowels? Right now it feels like all four rows have a separate ah vowel. And so just, I don't want us to change the volume necessarily, but just listen a little bit more to your neighbor and then as much as you can to the person in front of you or behind you. Right on your entrance. I still am not convinced that we're coming in on 68, second system. Can you mark that up to mezzo forte, please? Sorry to do this, tenors. Can we do top of 68, please, first measure? Right before, right? And then Good. 609 tenors. Kedrick's going to do in terms of how much he's going to slow down, and if he feels strongly, he will change it, and it'll be fine. But yeah, for now, let's separate it. Right on the last measure of 71, this is the last thing we'll do. Can we try it together once? Sorry, just so I can hear it. Okay, so to hear it not ah, 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 but not ah, which is what isn't what you're doing. So essentially it sounds like one ah, but there is going to be a little break so we don't get a slide. Here we go. One ah, no slide. So what we're going to do is the same thing as the last 2 weeks. People who are not in the gala, please take your chair and your chair only and put it away. And then gala people will congregate in a couple minutes here. Thank you all. Have a great week.